Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Austin 360 Radio, and Governor Abbott just addressed the general public with a new press conference and new regulations, in particular, people coming from the New York tri-state area. This was at about 2:30 p.m. on Thursday, March 26th. Here is that press conference.
I'm very proud of county and local officials for working so aggressively to improve testing strategies, especially by the multitude of drive-through testing facilities that I've seen. And with the increased testing materials that we will be receiving, I anticipate even more either drive-through or easy access testing locations across the state of Texas. Also, we are very grateful for private sector medical centers that are ramping up testing facilities, making sure that we are testing as many people as possible in Texas for COVID-19. Additionally, I'm extremely proud of how the people across our state are stepping up to help out. They're helping out in part by demonstrating how well they are complying with all of the requests, whether it be through my executive order or local executive orders, to ensure that Texans are practicing self-distancing from others to make sure that we slow the spread in Texas. All of us have a collective responsibility to live up to the national standard to do all we can to reduce the spread of COVID-19 in Texas. Additionally, we're so proud of the way that the people of the state, in quintessential Texas fashion, are stepping up to help out and volunteer. They're offering donations. We have doctors and nurses, some of them either retired or from out of state, who are volunteering their time and expertise to help this fight against COVID-19. We are incredibly grateful to our medical personnel who are on the front lines of this war against the spread of this disease. And I want to emphasize that there are so many people calling in all the time that if there's anybody in the state who wants to sell or donate supplies, or if you want to offer your own medical professional services, or you would like to volunteer, go to www.texas.gov/COVID-19. Now, one of our top priorities that we've been focusing on this week is making a good assessment of how our hospitals stack up with regard to their availability in the event that there is greater need placed upon our hospitals. So we did a good job of setting standards to ensure that we would open up more bed capacity, as well as setting standards to make sure we have access to information about what bed capacity is. If you recall, one thing that I issued by executive order was an executive order postponing elective non-essential medical surgery, waiving some licensing regulations to allow recently closed hospitals to come back online, as well as an executive order that would double the number of beds in some hospital rooms. And since those executive orders, I'm proud to tell you that in the aftermath of those executive orders, more than 3,000 beds have become available in hospitals across the state of Texas. To give you just a sampling of the availability of beds in one particular region, in the Dallas area, there are more than 1,700 beds that are available today in the event that they were needed for COVID-19. In the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, there are more than 2,300 beds that are available in the event that they are needed for COVID-19. That said, our job is not to deal with the situation where we are, but to be constantly looking forward to the worst-case scenario of where we may be. We don't want to be in a situation like what New York is in right now. As a result, we work every single day to make sure that we are coming up with new strategies to either free up more beds or to add additional bed capacity. I'm pleased that to see our team members here as well as others who are working on those strategies that will allow us to increase and add more beds in the state of Texas. Also, I'm very pleased to announce what happened yesterday, and that is the president granted a major disaster declaration for the state of Texas. What this does is it frees up a tremendous amount of resources that the state will be able to need and use to respond to COVID-19. It also ensures that local jurisdictions, whether it be cities or counties, are also going to have their needs responded to more robustly and more quickly. Additionally, it provides help for nonprofit organizations and especially for emergency protective measures and crisis counseling that will be needed as we work our way through these challenges. Now, our response right now is keenly focused on doing everything that we can to slow the spread of COVID-19 across the state, especially in the next few weeks. We've seen some model numbers showing that Texas is doing a very good job of this, and I want to applaud everybody at home for you practicing safe distancing practices to make sure that you are not putting yourself in a situation where you could contract COVID-19, and to make sure that others are not spreading COVID-19. It is essential that you continue those practices. Along those lines, I want to let you know that when we make our decisions about what strategies we're going to employ, I look first to Dr. Hellerstedt, who is the commissioner for the Texas Department of State Health Services. He is the lead doctor and lead official in the state of Texas in our response to COVID-19. In addition to that, as a governor, I participate in once or twice a week conference calls with the president, with the vice president, with Dr. Birx, and sometimes with Dr. Fauci. Both of these doctors I just mentioned are doctors that you've seen on TV that are up there on the podium in the White House talking about how the United States is responding to COVID-19, the coronavirus. I was on a phone call earlier today with Dr. Birx, and I was on a phone call last week with Dr. Birx. And based upon information provided by Dr. Birx in consultation with Dr. Hellerstedt, I am going to be issuing another executive order today. The New York tri-state area is the center of the coronavirus pandemic in the United States. Dr. Birx urged everyone who is traveling from the New York metro area to self-quarantine for 14 days before exposing themselves to the public to make sure that they prevent the spread of COVID-19. Dr. Fauci also called for this measure to ensure that New York does not act, and I quote, as a seeding point to the rest of the country. So to achieve that goal, today I'm issuing an executive order consistent with the guidance from Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci as it relates to people traveling from the New York tri-state area, those entering the state of Texas through an airport, either in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut, will be subject to a mandatory self-quarantine for 14 days or for the duration of their stay in Texas, whichever is shorter. In our conversation today with Dr. Birx, we also discussed the dramatic increase in the number of COVID-19 cases in Louisiana and especially New Orleans. At that time, Dr. Birx mentioned it would also be helpful to have a similar quarantine advisory for people traveling from New Orleans. So this executive order that applies to the tri-state area around Metro New York also applies to the city of New Orleans and people flying from the city of New Orleans into the state of Texas. The process works this way. It'll be run and enforced by the Texas Department of Public Safety. Those entering Texas from the areas designated in the executive order will use a form from the Department of Public Safety to designate their quarantine location, whether it's at a hotel or a residence or some other location, and they will also have to provide some other specific identifying information that is on the form provided by the Texas Department of Public Safety. The Department of Public Safety troopers will conduct visits to those designated quarantine locations to verify compliance with this executive order. Failure to comply with this order is considered to be a criminal offense that is punishable by up to a $1,000 fine or 180 days in jail or both. During the quarantine period, the person shall not allow visitors into or out of the designated quarantine location other than a physician or healthcare provider and shall not visit public spaces. This is intended simply to achieve the goals that have been articulated by the CDC and by the White House organization focused on reducing the spread of the coronavirus in the United States, and that is using every strategy possible to reduce the spread. So in addition to all this, we know we have more work ahead of us as we combat the spread of COVID-19 in Texas, and we know that everybody in the state of Texas is up to that task. We are ramping up and increasing the amount of testing that we are conducting. We are maximizing our hospital space as well as staffing for medical facilities, as well as working to increase supply capabilities. We have a tremendous supply chain operation underway right now that's reaching out every single day to increase the amount of supplies that we desperately need, such as accessing personal protection equipment, masks, gloves, and other medical equipment. And also, we are working every single day to slow the spread of COVID-19 in Texas. You know, in typical Texas fashion, Texans are always prepared to deal with whatever challenge may come our way. And we do it with both a sense of resiliency as well as a sense of compassion. And I am incredibly proud to see the way that my fellow Texans are responding to this challenge. I know that this is difficult for so many of us, whether it be economically or medically or in any other way. But I also know that with each day, we get closer and closer to eventually being able to put this behind us. Let's continue working together to make sure we keep Texas a safe place for everybody and working together put this COVID-19 behind us as quickly as possible. With that, I will now turn it over to Dr. Hellerstedt.
Thank you, Governor Abbott. I would just want to comment that the basis, the public health basis for this quarantine is very sound, and it's really asking the folks who are coming from those areas where there is now, if you will, an accelerated and widespread community spread of COVID-19 to help protect everyone here in Texas by quarantining themselves for a period of 14 days. That is really exactly the same thing we would ask of anyone who we know would have a high risk factor of acquiring the disease and therefore spreading it. So we're not asking them to do anything other than what we've asked many people who are similarly situated to do, including folks who reside here in Texas, where we know that they've had contact with a known case, or they're in circumstances that, again, were high risk. So this is really just an extension of many of the kinds of principles and practices and policies that have been in place to combat COVID-19 for many weeks now. But now we see that even within our own country, there are areas of the country where it is very widespread, and that spread is accelerating, and we need to take appropriate measures, and those appropriate measures are part of this executive order.
Thank you. Now for Nim Kidd, Chief of the Texas Division of Emergency Management.
Thank you, Governor. I'd like to highlight a few of the points. The major disaster declaration granted will go a long way in helping provide the resources to our local partners. And, Governor, I want to thank the local partners that are out there on the front line. The work that they're doing, the tireless efforts, the wisdom that they're employing is really what's making this work. So hats off to them, and thank you very much. And the links in the supply chain. While that supply chain has had a couple of snaps, your folks are working around the clock, 24 hours a day, all over the world to rebuild that chain. And we are seeing the fruits of that right now.
That's great. Good news.
Thank you.
Thank you.